state to guarantee and should not be transferred to a business. Regarding Article 4.2e, the prohibition against victimization should be omitted, as that term can be interpreted to prohibit necessary fact-finding and other legitimate processes aimed at ascertaining whether any violation occurred. Regarding 4.2f, disclosure is strictly regulated by the securities and exchange regulation bodies of each country and should not be omitted here, as the commercial and other property rights of the respondent must be protected. Therefore, access to information should be tempered with an effective recognition of the vital importance of the confidential nature of certain information. Lastly, on the content of Article 4.3 and 4.4, can only apply to where a nation state has agreed to be bound by them, and I've reflected that in national law and regulation. This should be explicitly mentioned. To conclude, we are also concerned about yesterday's removal of the concept of international recognized human rights by certain countries, extending this treaty to all human rights. In line with the UNGPs, the corporate responsibility to respect international recognized human rights should be applied at a minimum to the rights entrenched in the International Bill of Human Rights and the ILO Fundamental Principles and Rights at Work. This is the wording used in the UNGP number 12, and we should align to it to ensure policy coherence. Thank you.